on the line. We got Joe. How you doing today, Joe?
I'm doing all right. You know, it's kind of gloomy, but, you know, you got to make the best of it.
Yeah, you got to turn that lemon into some lemonade, right? So we do what we can with this rainy weather.
You can do that with $100, which you're going to win.
Yeah, okay? You can get a lot of lemons and make yourself a lot of lemonade.
I'm confident in you.
All right.
I need some groceries, man.
Maybe bring by some food for us. We're getting a little hungry on the morning mess. Okay, so Joe, I got three news stories for you. You just got to tell me if they're real or fake. You can lean on our newsman extraordinaire, Curtis Giroux, if you need help on one of them, okay?
Okay.
All right. First news story for you, Joe. Black Bear, Hank the Tank, captured after breaking into 21 homes, causing extensive property damage, and stealing people's food. Real news or fake news?
I don't know. It seems like a lot of houses.
That is quite a few houses. Now, you can throw it to Curtis if you're not sure.
Oh, I don't want to throw it to him this early. You know, yeah. I probably only get him once.
Yeah. You only really do. He's your lifeline. So what do you think? Real or fake on that one?
I'm going to go with the real. It sounds too crazy to be fake.
You would be correct. In fact,
yeah.
Hank the Tank is actually Henrietta the Tank because it was a mama bear. They've captured it and brought it to a wildlife sanctuary. So there you go. Three cubs as well. She was hungry for a reason. All right. Here's your second news story, Joe. Insiders are concerned after recently single Prime Minister Trudeau asked staffers, what is a Netflix and chill? Real news or fake news?
That's got to be fake. I can't see Trudeau doing that. He's dumb, but I can't see him doing that.
Yeah, that's fake news. He did not ask about Netflixing and chill. He is, however, single, so you never know. All right, your last news story, Joe. Oh. And you haven't used Curtis yet, so good job.
This one's for all
the money. Sheep runs onto field during CFL game. Team immediately scores a touchdown afterwards. Real or fake, Joe?
I'm going to say that's fake.
You're going to say that's fake.
Yeah.
That is real. You were so close, buddy. Sheep was brought onto field for a youth rodeo as part of the Rough Riders Country Night this past weekend.
Of course it's the Rough Riders.
It got loose during halftime, and the team is now calling it the Rally Ram because they scored a touchdown.
One in Saskatchewan.
Joe, thanks for playing, and you have yourself a great rainy day, okay?
You too.
All right, talk to you later. Hey, you know what? You got pretty close.
Yeah.
But the sheep's, once again, stopping people.
Yeah.
From perfection.
I don't know. But you know who loves sheeps or goats? Post Malone, too. You're obsessed with that, by the way.
No, he does sound like a goat. Yeah. Coming up next, Magic and Sean Paul on the Morning Mess.